Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 10 Times Calmer Beat Anxiety and Change Your Life is a practical psychology and self-help book by Dr. Kiran Schnack, an Oxford-trained clinical psychologist with long experience in mental health services. The book focuses on anxiety as a lived psychological and physical problem rather than as a vague feeling of stress. Its purpose is to help readers understand what anxiety is doing in the mind and body, then apply structured techniques to reduce its grip. Organized around 10 areas of anxiety management, it covers anxious thoughts, stress responses, uncertainty, fear, trauma, emotional overwhelm, and resilience. The book is written for people who may not have immediate access to therapy, while still drawing on clinically informed principles. Its emphasis is not on quick reassurance, but on giving readers a usable toolkit of short exercises, explanations, and coping strategies that can be applied in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is treated as a changeable pattern, not a fixed identity. A central strength of 10 Times Calmer is its framing of anxiety as something that can be understood and worked with, rather than as a permanent personal defect. Kiran Schnack approaches anxiety as a pattern involving thoughts, sensations, emotions, attention, avoidance, and learned responses. This matters because people with persistent anxiety often interpret their symptoms as proof that something is wrong with them or that they are unsafe. The book redirects attention from self-blame to mechanism. If anxious thoughts intensify physical sensations, and physical sensations then reinforce fearful thoughts, the cycle can be interrupted at several points. This practical model helps explain why reassurance alone often fails. It may briefly reduce distress, but it does not necessarily change the habits that keep anxiety active. By presenting anxiety as a dynamic process, the book gives readers a reason to practice skills repeatedly. Calm is not presented as a personality trait that some people naturally possess, but as a state that can be cultivated through specific responses to fear, uncertainty, and stress. Secondly, short exercises turn psychological theory into immediate coping tools. The book is notably application-focused. Rather than relying only on explanation, it offers short anxiety-reducing exercises that function as a practical toolkit. This format is important because anxiety often reduces the capacity for complex reasoning in the moment. A reader who is panicking, ruminating, or overwhelmed may not be able to absorb a long theoretical discussion, but can often follow a concrete prompt, grounding exercise, breathing practice, thought checking step, or behavioral action. The book positions these tools as accessible first responses, not as magical cures. Their value lies in interrupting escalation and helping the nervous system regain enough stability for clearer thinking. This approach also respects the difference between learning about anxiety and changing an anxious response. Information can reduce confusion, but repeated practice builds familiarity and confidence. By combining explanation with small exercises, 10 Times Calmer reduces the gap between knowing what anxiety is and knowing what to do when it appears during ordinary situations. Thirdly, managing uncertainty is presented as a core route out of anxiety. One of the book's important themes is the role of uncertainty in maintaining anxiety. Many anxious patterns are attempts to gain certainty, checking, overplanning, avoiding decisions, seeking reassurance, rehearsing conversations, or repeatedly imagining worst-case scenarios. These behaviors can feel protective, but they often train the mind to treat uncertainty as dangerous. 10 Times Calmer encourages a different relationship with the unknown. The point is not to become careless or ignore real risks, but to reduce the compulsive need to eliminate every possible doubt before acting. This distinction is clinically important because life cannot provide complete certainty, especially in relationships, health, work, and personal safety. A person who waits for certainty may become increasingly restricted. By addressing uncertainty directly, the book moves beyond symptom management and targets one of anxiety's deeper maintaining mechanisms. It helps readers see that tolerating not knowing is a skill, and that practicing this tolerance can gradually reduce the urgency of anxious thoughts. Fourthly, fear and avoidance are addressed through resilience building rather than force. 10 Times Calmer gives attention to the problem of avoidance, which is one of the most common ways anxiety survives. Avoidance can bring short-term relief because the feared situation disappears or is postponed. Over time, however, it often confirms the belief that the situation was unbearable and that escape was necessary. The book's emphasis on resilience helps counter this cycle. It does not suggest that readers should simply confront every fear without preparation. Instead, the logic is that confidence grows when people approach difficulty with support, pacing, and realistic coping tools. This is especially relevant for anxiety, because fear often narrows a person's life before they notice the full cost. social situations, travel, conflict, uncertainty, or bodily sensations can all become areas of retreat. By encouraging carefully managed movement toward feared experiences, the book aligns with established therapeutic principles while keeping the tone accessible. Resilience is therefore not described as toughness, but as the learned ability to remain present and act despite discomfort. Lastly, trauma and intense distress are handled with caution and practical boundaries. The book includes anxiety related to trauma and intense emotional overwhelm, but it does not present self-help as a universal replacement for professional care. This boundary is an important part of its credibility. Trauma-linked anxiety can involve powerful bodily responses, intrusive memories, avoidance, shame, and a heightened sense of threat. For some readers, working with these experiences without support may be destabilizing. 10 Times Calmer, therefore, fits best as a guided self-help resource for understanding responses and developing stabilizing skills, rather than as a complete substitute for therapy in more severe cases. Its usefulness lies in helping readers recognize what is happening in the nervous system and giving them tools to reduce immediate distress. At the same time, the book's clinical background helps maintain a more responsible tone than many anxiety guides that promise fast transformation. It acknowledges that anxiety can be deeply rooted while still offering practical ways to regain daily functioning and emotional steadiness. In conclusion, 10 Times Calmer is best suited to readers who experience persistent anxiety, panic, rumination, fear-driven avoidance, stress sensitivity, or difficulty tolerating uncertainty. It may also help people who are waiting for therapy, cannot easily access therapy, or want a structured companion to professional support. Readers looking only for general well-being advice may find it more focused and clinically oriented than casual stress management books. Its practical benefit is that it explains anxiety in clear terms while repeatedly returning to usable exercises and behavioral strategies. Intellectually, it helps readers understand why anxiety persists even when they know their fears may be exaggerated, especially through cycles of avoidance, reassurance-seeking, bodily alarm, and intolerance of uncertainty. Compared with many books in the anxiety self-help category, it stands out for combining a warm, accessible style with the perspective of a practicing clinical psychologist. It does not rely mainly on inspiration, personal anecdote, or broad positivity. Instead, it offers a structured toolkit aimed at helping readers build calm through repeated practice. Its realistic positioning is as a clinically informed self-help guide, substantial enough for people with serious anxiety concerns, but still readable for non-specialists who need practical steps rather than academic theory. If you would like to support Dr. Karen Schnack, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.